Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Yes, guys. Thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. Today is July 11th, and
Friday
is Skeens Day in Minnesota. The Pirates in Minnesota to play the Twins for the last weekend of the first half of the season. Can they stop the streak of losing tonight? That's the question.
Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day. So, you know, if you want to, go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt and jeans.
Pirates try to end the losing streak tonight. The series starts with a Skeens Day. We've had the series end with a Skeens Day a lot. We've had it start with a Skeens Day. Doesn't quite matter. Seems that they do the same thing regardless of either way. They don't score runs. We'll see if they can change that. The Twins will be throwing Joe Ryan, who's been great this year, of course. 17 games started, 104 and a third innings pitched, 2.76 ERA with a 0.89 whip. 116 strikeouts in those 104 innings and just 21 walks. He's also been named an all-star recently, and he's had his schedule moved as well to go and throw this. So, you know, we'll see a couple all-stars here. He pitched six innings on Sunday, so a lot like Skeens with a day off. He moved up, that part, a lot like Skeens. The fact that he was moved up changed his schedule a little bit so that he could pitch in the all-star game. And if the Pirates are going to break this slump, they're going to have to do so against a really good pitcher. So, of course, because that's the only way that it's going to happen, right? That's the only way that this lines up and draws up. That's just how this is always going to work for the Pirates. As for Skeens, and I guess maybe even Ryan, how long are they going to let him go? DK said they're watching his innings, of course. If he's going to pitch in the game Tuesday, the All-Star game, I can't see him going over five innings tonight. That might be best case scenario. You could assume they're going to continue to be careful with him for this apparent 200 innings cap that they seem to have. Not 200 innings plus, but 200 innings cap. We did the math on the show the other day, and it seems that 200 innings is about the limit of where they're going to go with this. That's a lot of innings in today's game. It is. As we said, only a handful of guys have even got there last year. So it's not just like it's not common anymore. It's not something that is like, oh, they're going to cap him at 200 innings. That's not enough to be an ace. No, it's enough. Not a lot of guys get there. If you agree or not on what they're going to do with Paul Skeens, I guess I'm not even really saying what they're going to do, so it's not really an agreement. But like, let me know how you would like them to handle this in the comments. And we'll see what happens tomorrow night. But do you care about the All-Star game appearance for Skeens? Or would you rather prioritize getting out of this losing streak? Like, what's more important for you? And what is, and this may sound crazy to some of you. You might say, I can't even believe you're asking this question. That's fine. But let me hear from you, and let me see what you say. Put it in the comments, and tell me about it. If you're not willing to get on YouTube and you're just listening to audio, but you're on Twitter, hit me up there. Facebook, I'll probably check it. But hey, you know, whatever. That's what we're going to be looking for potential here. On one hand, Skeens might get a chance to start in the All-Star game 2 straight years to start his career. It's crazy. Guys don't get to do that. It also could be Zach Wheeler. I don't think Wheeler has ever started an All-Star game, so there is a chance that they give the nod to him because Skeens did it last year. He'll have more, whatever, but I mean, he probably at least gets the second inning. It's important for a guy to get starts like this. And before it's, he'll get more chances. Remember, I don't think Wheeler's ever done it. You just never know. Now, if it's the second inning, does that change anything for you? It's not an All-Star game start. Is it that important, or as important, I guess I could say? What about the argument that there's about as much on the line for the All-Star game than there is for a regular season Pirates game right now? Because that's an argument that could be made. This is already a failed season of sorts. As far as making the postseason goes, the All-Star game is an exhibition game, but it's recognition. It's representing the uniform in front of all the fans of MLB. It's experience for Paul Skeens. I want to see him in the All-Star game. I also don't want to lose tonight if he's removed after 3 or 4 innings. You know what I mean? Like, if he comes out there and throws 3 innings and we end up losing the game because of a bullpen collapse and we had to throw everybody. And I think, to me, that's the scenario that I don't want to see. We just threw Ashcraft, so he's not going to be available. I don't know. You want to break out of this? I don't want to see 3 innings. If he goes 5 innings, I think it's acceptable. Go 5 innings, get out of the game. And then we'll worry about Tuesday and then set you up for your next outing after that. He only has to throw 1 outing in the All-Star game. So there's that too. I don't know. It's something I'll be watching tonight. I guess if you hope the offense just takes over and this becomes a non-issue in the first place, and then you don't have to even worry about it. But the chances of that happening, well, I think we all understand. Sorry, just making an adjustment there. Mike Burrows goes Saturday against TBD for Minnesota, and Mitch Keller goes Sunday against the man with 3 last names, Simeon Woods Richardson. He's got a 4.08 ERA, but he can be a menace out there at times too. If you can get him into the sixth, I don't really know if that's true. 3 of his last 4 outings, he's only gone 5, and he's combined to give up 1 run in all 3 of those starts, not each, all 3. There was one start where he went 6 innings, gave up 4 runs, but I think he gave up those runs early in the game. So I don't think that really actually plays. I think he gave up a couple in the first and second inning and then ended up going 6 innings. So even if you get to him early, he could settle in and do well. He's been on a nice run. So, I mean, they're going to have their hands tied. I don't know what it's going to look like. The MLB draft is Sunday night around 6 p.m. It gets started on MLB Network. I'll be live that night around 9 or 9:30, depends on how things go. Jake will be in Atlanta for the All-Star game. He's going to the Home Run Derby, at least maybe even the All-Star game. They're getting into town on Sunday night. So I'm gonna make a couple phone calls, see where we land on that. But the last thing I'm going to talk about, hey, there was a day off. I'm not going to go super long here today. We got a game tonight. It's the weekend. I know how it goes. But the last thing I'm going to talk about today is Bubba Chandler. As we get closer to the trade deadline, assuming there's a starter or two on their way out, I've been watching Bubba closely. We had a moment where we thought early in the season that he was going to make a move, but a couple things. Our rotation was strong, for one, and he started walking a lot of guys. He started missing the zone a lot, and I think that the Pirates did the right thing and not calling him up. The stuff's always been there. That's not the problem. But when you're not sharp and you're not throwing strikes, then that's something that you want to be careful. And I was glad that they didn't just pull the trigger and make the move to get him up here before he's ironed that out, because you could end up doing more bad than good by calling a guy up when he's in the middle of a slump like that. And while he was going through this, it kind of looked like Ashcraft and Majinski were going to be finding their way into the rotation, and you were going to be finding new bullpen arms. Who knows from where? You're also getting rid of those guys. So it's hard to tell. Now, you know, you also saw Hunter Barco, like, oh, he's going to actually get the call before Bubba, which if you look at age, that makes sense, right? He's 2 years older than Bubba Chandler. So like that makes sense. It wouldn't be shocking to see Hunter Barco get the first call up. However, I think that there's a lot more fanfare and recognition, and scouts are a lot higher on Bubba Chandler. Back-to-back starts now for Bubba that have been exceptional. Last night, he went 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, 7 strikeouts. The start before that was 6 innings, 5 hits, no runs, 2 walks, but 6 strikeouts. Maybe the most important thing is last night he threw 100 pitches and 70 of them were strikes. He walked a guy in the last two starts. He walked a guy in the first inning and a guy in the second inning, and that was it. So the 2 walks came one in each of the first and second innings. And then he was fine after that. Just that 6 strikeouts was really the only difference in the line. And then pitches. He threw 91 pitches, 59 strikes. So that's 65% strikes and then 70% strikes in his last two outings of 91 and 100 pitches. It sounds to me like he's getting ready for a all-star break and a call-up. Now, depending on who gets moved and when, this is exactly what we needed to see from Bubba before he got called up. This is why it's an exciting thing. Now that it's gone this way and maybe gone this long, certainly it's better to wait until after the all-star break. There's just no point, right? But also, maybe you wait and see if somebody's moved, whether it's Heaney or Keller or Falter or whoever. You could even say it's Bednar or Santana or Caleb Ferguson. And then Burrows goes to the bullpen, which opens up a spot. That could happen. And then Burrows can pitch out of the bullpen waiting for a trade. And once Heaney's moved, Burrows is back in. I could see all of those scenarios, any of those scenarios kind of playing out here. But we don't know. We don't know if Keller's going to get traded. We don't know. I mean, Falter hasn't really been talked about. He's also struggling right now, so it's unlikely that that's even a move. You'd think you would. Maybe that's an off-season thing if you even want to go there. But we don't know about Mitch Keller. I mean, you're going to have to give the Pirates something that they need. This is not going to be Mitch Keller for a handful of prospects, I wouldn't imagine. They're going to have to get somebody who's going to make an impact as soon as next year, but likely already making some sort of impact in the majors. And you know what? I just realized that my lights have not been on this whole time. I just realized that. So you on YouTube, you've been watching this dark video, not knowing why. That's why. I just realized it. Can't believe that. Anyway, in the middle of a rant too. What a way to go. What a way to do things on a Friday.
Friday.
So anyway, we'll see how that plays out. And we'll be talking about it more as the end of the month comes up. Sunday, we're going to be talking about who the Pirates drafted in the first round. They've had good first round picks the last couple of years. Obviously Skeens, but Connor Griffin on fire. So it is kind of exciting to see who they end up with this year in the draft. So we'll be following that. We'll be talking about that Sunday night. I think that's probably the main point Sunday night. So we'll go over that. And maybe we'll have more time for this trade talk or depending on how the weekend goes, maybe we do a little bit of a preview, but a recap of the first half, but I don't think any of us want to do that. I don't think we want to recap this first half. Either way, it'll be fun. Be sure to tune in Sunday night for that. 9:30, somewhere around there. Just make sure you're subscribed on YouTube for the live show, and it'll be scheduled, and you guys will know right then. So
Friday is Hawaiian.
Thanks again
shirt
for listening.
So, you know, if you want to
wear a Hawaiian shirt. and jeans. Yeah, thank you. So anyway, have a great weekend, guys. Let's hope the Bucks get a win tonight. Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Subscribing to your platform of choice is the best way to be notified for new episodes. And now, new episodes every weekday. Remember, live shows with my dad and Uncle Jake are Sundays at 9 p.m. Subscribe to the YouTube channel and join them in the live chat every Sunday. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Friday, Friday, Friday is Hawaiian Shirt Day.
Dang it, Bobby.
Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. TNCs apply. Available in app only.